From inside the bunker of the MTD radio studios, I'm Tom A. Reese, in charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. There were 15 more cases of the COVID-19 reported by employees at the waste isolation pilot plant just outside of Carlsbad. 10 of those employees were infected at the Nuclear Waste Partnership, the primary operations contractor at WIP. A total of 198 infections have been reported at the facility since the pandemic broke in March. Some residents in Chaves County are not using the trash compactors in the county available to them. Instead, they're dumping their household trash just outside of the compactors. It's a problem, and Chaves County Sheriff Mike Harrington is addressing it.
If the people of Chaves County will help me by either taking pictures, calling us immediately when they see people doing, we will send a deputy out there immediately, or even several deputies, and we're going to charge them with illegal dumping. It can be up to a $500 fine.
Proposals by the federal government are being considered to bail out the airline industry again. The city of Roswell and American Airlines have been under agreement since October for American to provide air service to Dallas, while the city waives the monthly storage parking fees of about $58,000 for the airline. Mayor Dennis Kenta.
Obviously something's coming. What exactly it looks like, we'll see. Keeping the air service to Dallas is critically important to this community. We will do everything we need to make sure, but we're not going to play Santa Claus to American Airlines.
In a story that MTD Radio News broke on Friday that the city of Lovington had to lay off 30 employees at a special meeting on Thursday due to the loss of sales tax revenue, health and economic factors, which cut its workforce to 100. Citizen Timmy Boyster, who was at the meeting, fears those employees will not return and the city services will suffer.
People are going to move, are going to be finding other jobs. They're going to be moving out here, and they will not be able to replace them. And so the city is going to be hurting in the long run.
The layoffs by city commissioners, which they shared was an agonizing one, will begin today. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom Avery.